Hi, folks. Bernadette Albanese with Tri-County Health Department in Denver. Thank you. In 2014, the Federal Internal Revenue Service revised their requirements for charitable hospitals around community health needs assessment, or CHINAs, that was necessary for the hospitals to maintain their tax-exempt status. CHINAs were already required by the IRS to be conducted every 3 years and intended to assess and priority health needs in their communities and identify strategies and implementation plan for improving health. But in 2014, the IRS required specifically the hospitals get input from public health. CHINAs are intended to inform spending of community benefit dollars, also part of tax-exempt status, and historically greater than 85% of those community benefit dollars were attributed to unreimbursed Medicaid care or other charitable care. In 2015, five Denver Metro health departments had the opportunity to partner with Centura Health around their CHINAs. This map identifies the seven counties of the Denver metropolitan area and the location of the five local public health agencies highlighted in yellow text and the proximity to the seven Centura Health hospitals identified in blue text. So this is not a singular CHINA effort. There were still seven CHINAs that came out of this. But we worked regionally to coordinate our efforts, and then each health department also worked with the hospitals within their jurisdiction. We began this journey in late 2014 by coming up with a consensus document that identified the roles and responsibilities for the CHINA process. We identified objectives, a timeline, and then the commitments both from Centura Health corporate and their hospitals, as well as public health, around managing the CHINA process, conducting qualitative and quantitative analysis, going through a couple of prioritization projects around the processes around the health focus areas, and then selecting strategies for implementation, and then disseminating our information. This slide outlines the steps accomplished during our 12-month collaboration in 2015, and then on the bottom of the slide, the major deliverables or outputs that resulted. So we began this journey in the first quarter by defining the roles and responsibilities and setting up the hospital CHINA committees. For the next quarter, the health departments conducted a population health training at each of the seven hospital committees and emphasized frameworks around the socio-ecological model, Dr. Frieden's health impact pyramid, concepts around health disparities and health equity. The next set of months were really around number crunching and compiling data on a wealth of health indicators. We started out providing some very broad population health indicators, but then when it became apparent that the hospitals were leaning towards mental health and obesity prevention, we did a deeper data dive and did some training on specific indicators in those areas. We also helped the hospitals develop demographic profiles of their patient population. The second half of the year was focused on prioritizing and confirming that mental health and obesity prevention would be the common focus areas for all seven hospitals. We compiled evidence-based practices with the hope of persuading the hospitals in their choice of initiatives to undertake, and then went through another prioritization process and facilitated that at the end of the year. Probably one of the most important outputs that the health departments developed was a portfolio of evidence-based and promising practices for mental health and healthy eating and active living. This represented a list of current initiatives either in place at the local health department or through an important community partnership. We identified the age group that the initiative was supposed to target, and then developed two customized health impact pyramids. For mental health, the top of the pyramid represented those initiatives that were directed at direct treatment, patient care and treatment of persons with mental health disorders. The middle of the pyramid representing those initiatives that were secondary around screening for mental health illness and connecting with community resources. And the bottom of the pyramid representing those initiatives around primary prevention. For healthy eating and active living, the pyramid was a little different and focused on the implementation setting, at the top being initiatives that were implemented within the healthcare setting around patient care, the middle around worksite, and the bottom that were community-based initiatives. So as with all complex collaborations, there were wins and losses, or say benefits and challenges. Clearly, we established and strengthened purposeful collaborations with the hospitals around this process rather than just information sharing. Public health was recognized as the population health data expert, and we leveraged that position to try to hopefully make data-driven decisions. We wanted to align our efforts for collective impacts and accomplish that by selecting common health focus areas. We're in the process of selecting and finalizing reinforcing strategies between public health and our community partners, and hopefully planning and implementing jointly. However, there were challenges around gaining consensus, using common vocabulary, working with hospitals who aren't accustomed to working with population data, and then moving hospitals away from just picking patient care initiatives. Lots of partners to thank, so thank you very much.